Okay, the Gemara and Daf Nem on the days has a neighbor of Amr Yehuda on the Shul about 7 or 8 long lines down. As of Shem, Rafa Mayim, Yad Saled Espo Usser, and Yad Saled Espo Lud. So when it comes to Shem and Mayim, the threshold for Vishal is a temperature of Yad Saled Espo. So when it comes to Adavar Yavesh, as we discovered previously, the threshold for a chiyuv bishul is when it's nisbasha kamacha bedrusai. So you don't have that threshold kamacha bedrusai for a davar lach, but here we have the shear of yad saled espa. And when it comes to davar yavesh, even if it's nisbasha at a temperature that's yad saled espa, until it reaches kamacha bedrusai, there's no chiyuv bishul. When it comes to a davar lach, the fact that it's nisbashal at a temperature of yad saled espo creates a chiyuv bishul, independent of, we'll see whether we view that as equivalent of nisbashal kol tzarach or kamacha b'dusai or what, but yad saled espo triggers the chiyuv bishul once water is heating up at that temperature. It says Rashi saled es, nimshaches l'achoreha mita aga shelo tichve. So yad saled es recoils out of a concern, shelo tichve. It recoils not to get burnt. They ask the Gemara, hechi dami yad saled espo. Rafa kol shekreso shaltinok nifes. So we could measure yad saled espo based on the temperature at which a tinok's stomach would be burnt. Okay. Rashi says the Hechi Dami. Rashi, a few Rashis later, so this Gemara had invoked Saledis a few lines earlier, which is where the first Rashi is on. But then where the Gemara says, Hechi Dami Yad Saledis Bo, Rashi says, Hechi Dami Salud. So how do you figure out what's considered solid? Yesha Salud Mirsi Chabu Etes. Yesha Eno Salud, because different people have different sensitivities, and people may recoil differently at different temperatures. So it sounds like because of the inability to give a absolute definition just based on Yad Nich, Yad Saled Espo, Gemara assumes that that's equivalent to the temperature at which Kreitzer Shel Tinok would be Nichves, and somehow that's more uniform or more easily identifiable. Mishabura writes in Sifkatan Hey Tess, right? Sif Yudal, the Mechaber writes, Mutter Lita Kiton Shomayim Oshar Mashim Kineged Ha'esh Lahavik Sina. So you're allowed to put water, even if the water is cold, opposite a fire in order to take up a chill. Ubilvad Yitnei Rachov Me'esh Be'inish Eni Yachal Eskabim Be'osamachim Achete Yaswet. So as long as it's at enough of a distance that it can't possibly reach Yad Saled Espo in that configuration. But you can't bring it any closer than that in a place where it could reach Yad Saled Espo. So if Mishnah Berurah Peites, Tahinu Bachim Shekreso, the Lo Nucha L'Shar B'Yad, the Yisol Rishichim Rathis Yishim Asol, it's the Mishnah Berurah, essentially the quote we just saw in Rashi. That's why in Shulchan Aruch also, this is reference as Makom Shekreisa Shaltino Nefesba. Okay. Rabbi Karp makes the following observation of the Rambam, which acknowledges this isn't necessarily Hara, but he at least raises it as Hasul Hara, which is that the Rambam only invokes the Asuledifo in Perek Kapes in the Halachos the Rabbanon of Bishol, and not earlier in Perek S by the Dinim the Arais. The Rambam writes, for example, Perek Kapes, Halacha Dalid, right, the Halacha we just saw in Shulchan Aruch, maybe Adam Kitan Shemayim and Manicha Kineged Medura, etc. So there, the Rambam has this shear of Kreis Hashel Tino B'Nevres, which is our Yad Seledispa. But the Rambam in Paratess, when he talks about Dinam Daraisa, doesn't mention Yad Seledispa Yad Nevres, Kreis Hashel Tino B'Nevres. He does say, you know, in the beginning of Parakes, in terms of Shiurim, Ha'ofek Yogurgeris Chayiv, Ephidov Zapas, and Vasha Samachal, Samanim, Shiram Echamim Esamayim, Kidei Lirfas Ben Averkata. So it's true, here the Rambam is talking about a Shiur, the volume, not a Shiur, temperature. The amount of water that you're chayiv on for Bishol is the amount of water necessary to the Rofeit and Eber Katan. And paratetically, the Kethe Mishra quotes here from the Ramach, Lo Yadati Mi Ayin Hotzi Zeh, but that's more of a Hamas Hamalacha issue than an Eichas Hamalacha, if you will. It has to do with the Shear. And most of these shiurim are related to the shiur by Otsah. That's not a topic now. So it's not in and of itself surprising that the Rambam talks about the shiur of water on which you would be chayiv. That's a different topic than how high the water needs to be. But Rabbi Kar just notes that the Rambam in Parashas, when he talks about the daraisa of Bishol, doesn't make any mention of a temperature for water. So he's not convinced that's necessarily a hara, meaning what that would may lead you to say, if you put the nostak in that maybe the shear of Yasled as well as the shear of Rabbanon, but Mina Torah, you'd only be chayef for Bishul and it's at a higher temperature, it's at boiling point. Not convinced that that's what the Rambam means to say. Maybe the Rambam is just giving you the details later on. But the Shvi'is of Shabbos does quote some necessities. Though Rabbi Karp didn't quote the Shvi'is of Shabbos there, I'm not sure why. The Shvi'is of Shabbos in its Akdamah to Ofer Os Yud quotes from a Venus Adam, not sure that is, that made such a suggestion that Min HaTorah, the Shir Bishul, is at a higher temperature of Yad Nichves, as opposed to Yad Seledes, but that's generally not assumed. We assume that we're talking about Yad Seledes, but we're talking about a Chiyuv Bishul Min HaTorah. Yeah.
It was interesting how like Yad Seledes is defined in terms of Nichve in the Gemara.
Right, which is, well, it's defined in terms of Kreis HaShaltina Nichves,
and
which is different than...
Rashi defines, Rashi's formulation is that it's your concern of being Tichve. So, like, there's still a chalos of Tichve, basically. It's just, that's what makes it sound more of Durban and Shir, I think, potentially.
That makes it sound more Durban.
Because, meaning, Tichve is really the threshold.
Right.
And this is a lower level threshold, which you would be concerned about tichve. So that's just our way of defining like a kind of lower threshold.
Maybe. We'll get to that point of Rashi a little bit later. Okay, maybe. By the way, that's the shear. Okay. So what is the shear of the Yasaladis Bo? The Yasaladis Bo isn't only relevant in the Shabbos, it's relevant in Yom Day, it's relevant to create halachic bishul in other contexts also, to create halachic bishul in Yisrael Heder. The Biskei Tshuva in Tarovis, in Yom Day, Sivin Kufay, Sivkata, and Zayin, Yerideya Simin Kofek Sifkat and Tain close to the before shore. Before shore on Fulin, who says that we're not the key in the Shir Shalpres or Shaltino Nefes. And Gemara, you guys get the impression, you get the impression that oh, everyone knows what the Shir of Tino Shalpres Shir that Tino that Kres or Shaltino Nefes is. We just don't know what he also has those thoughts. But the before shore says we don't really know what the Shir of Kres or Shaltino Nefes is, and it's not the kind of thing that we want to experiment on. Therefore, when it comes to the Raisas, you have to be Machmir. So whatever the range of possibilities is for Yas Ledesklo, when it comes to derisas, you have to be mafmir for the lowest possible temperature with that's l'chumra, and for the highest possible temperature when that's l'chumra, because we don't have access to accurate information as to what Yas Ledesklo. And he says, the low kaminaga olam, to just stick your hand in the water and figure out at what point you can't stick it in anymore, and that makes the outside as well. So again, as Rashi already said, different people may have different thresholds of pain or sensitivity, and that's not a reliable representation of yad as well. Rabbi Eider in his Hilchos Shabbos quotes six shitos as to the, we'll call it the minimal temperature of Yas Ledesklo, or either the temperature of Yas Ledesklo, or the minimal threshold for Yas Ledesklo, what you have to be koshish for. So first, the Piskei Tshuva in Yerideya Siman Sadi Dalet, Sifkatan Beis, Yerideya Siman Sadi Dalet, Sifkatan Beis, Piskei Tshuva quotes Mechavis Yair, that quotes a shear of Yas Ledesklo as above the shear of potion. It's hotter or warmer than lukewarm water. Lukewarm water, as we encountered for those of us who went to Nida with us, is defined as chanim sarok, the temperature of your saliva, which is generally body temperature. So according to what the Chavis Yair quotes, quoted in Pesach Juba, the shear of Yas Ledesklo would be just above body temperature, which is pretty low. Then he quotes a darkei tshuva in Siman Kufei Sifkatan and Aleph, who quotes a possibility that is not based on body temperature, but it's based on cow body temperature, which is apparently 102 degrees Fahrenheit. Then he has another opinion with Dov and Feldman, not sure that is, that it's 104 degrees Fahrenheit. Ramosha in Shuvah Tezayin to Rabbi Eider thinks that L'chumra, it's 110 degrees Fahrenheit. L'chumra being the lowest possibility of Yas Ledesklo is 110 degrees Fahrenheit. L'chumra the other direction, Ramosha in different places, right, either 160 or 175. Then Rosh Zalman has a famous tshuva in Mincha Shlomo Chelok Aleph Siman Sadi Aleph, for Rishon Christian and Home, I think. Mincha Shlomo Chelok Aleph Siman Sadi Aleph, which is briefly cited in Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa Perek Aleph footnote Dimel, I think. So Rosh Zalman has the following analysis. So first he says, if you're going to use that position of the darkei tshuva quotes, which is based on a Vahak, that writes that milk, at the time that you milk a cow, milk is stoning, which would lead you to the conclusion that anything less than a cow's body temperature at which milk comes out would not be considered yaslat as well. So if you're going to go with that, even though Darken Shuva comes out with the temperature of what's the equivalent of 102 Fahrenheit. So Zalman thinks, based on information that he had, that the body temperature of a cow is no more than no less than 104 degrees Fahrenheit. But then he thinks that you can be safe in assuming that Yatz Ledesko is no less than 45 degrees Celsius, which is 113 degrees Fahrenheit. And that's based on his analysis of the Gemara and Fulham and the Daf Ches on the Beis. The Gemara has a discussion as to whether Beis HaShchita is Tzonen or Roseach. Is the neck of a cow or the neck of an animal that you're shechting, is that considered the temperature of the Beis HaShchita, is that considered to be Tzonen or Roseach? So we assume the halacha that Beis HaShchita is Tzonen, and therefore if you use a knife to shech, so there's no exposure in Hilchos Arobes, or there's no Isser Mehetter exposure for that knife through the heat of the Beis HaShchita, because the Beis HaShchita is halachically Tzonen. And even if you assume that Beis HaShchita is Roseach, that's only the Gemara Shchita. But initially, Evan agrees that Beis HaShchita is Tzonen. So based on that calculation, he assumes that since there's no evidence in Poskim that there's any distinction between shechting a bird and shechting a animal as far as Beis HaShchita Tzonen, so the assumption is that it's the same temperature across the board, and the temperature of the neck of a duck is -45 degrees Celsius. Maybe a little bit more. But you're definitely safe that 45 degrees Celsius is not considered to be Roseach. That's where Shlomo Zalman's position that Yatz Ledesko safely is no more than 113 degrees Fahrenheit. Then Rabbi Arya quotes from Aaron Cutler. Aaron Cutler, based on experimentation, came out with a minimal shear of 120 degrees Fahrenheit. That if it's less than 120 degrees, they don't have to be concerned that that's Yatz Ledesko. So Rabbi Arya, the way he quotes it, just says that Rabbi Aaron Cutler came to this conclusion based on experimentation. What kind of experimentation did he do? So Rabbi Willig pointed out that the Drisha here in Osei, basically reflecting what we just saw in Rashi, says that Mikan Shuva Lamori Hara, the Sholem Yas Ladis, Natasha Masharn Vasva. For those poskim who determine whether something is Yas by sticking their finger in, that's not right, because different people have different thresholds, and it already tells us that you have to go based on Kreso Sheltino Nichlis. We'll settle, maybe you just took a middle figure and experimented the range of Yatz Ledesko and took the number in the middle. But the sefer that just came out a few months ago, a collection of Piska Halacha from Rabbi Heidemann from Baltimore, called Man de Daver. So they quote there that Rabbi Heinemann related that he was in Lakewood at the time that Rabbi Aaron Cutler made his experimentation. And the way he experimented was that he took a large tub of water and he stuck a thermometer into it. And he had 10 bachrim sticking their hands in this large tub of water. And then he had someone pour boiling hot water from a kumkum, from a kettle, into this tub of water that the 10 bachrim were sticking their hands into. And he's measuring the temperature and then putting more hot water, mixing it. And at the point that the first bacher took his hand out because it was too hot, the Baron was kaveya that that's the minimum of Yas Ledesmo, because that's the most sensitive person took his hand out when it reached 120 degrees.
There's some confounds in that experiment, though, you know, because it's starting from cold water, moving up, as opposed to touching a stream for the first time.
Ah, so that may be relevant to how we do the athletics, but we'll get there in a moment.
Also, practically, yeah. I would imagine that some of the water feels like hotter than the temperature of ice cream.
Right, meaning mixing it doesn't necessarily make it all evenly distributed. Right. Correct. That's what they quoted from a Heidemann who was apparently there and called up and asked. So that was a Baron Cutler's experiment to reach the shear.
What was Willig?
He just pointing out that what does it mean to experiment? Because the Beecher already tells us you can't just rely on someone sticking their hand in. He said, okay, maybe experimented and had a number of people, and then he took the middle figure. But we have Aedus from Heidemann, at least the person who wrote the Sefer with Rabbi Heinemann's Tzalkim had Aedus from Rabbi Heinemann that wasn't what he did, and he was Kovei Yasla, so basically the first person that removed his hand from the pot. I guess we could try to replicate that experiment and see what that yields. I'm sorry? I don't know if it's a den of
the minions. let's do the maximum too, though, because that would be a real contest. Minimum is just to find the weakest, let's find the strongest too.
Okay. But Rosh Efter thinks that 120 is a correct number. I don't know if you knew about this, the details of the experiment. And that's OU policy. I sent you the link to the OU website. The OU policy is 120. I think Rabbi Willig is inclined to the 113 figure of Rosh Hashanah. But Rosh Efter thinks that 120 is minimum, meaning you're safe. That's not Yas Ledesmo if it's below 120. And then L'chumra, it's higher. Again, Ramosha had one place 160, one place 175. I think the OU website is 160. Is that right? So that's the outside. That's one the other direction. L'chumra. The L'chumra is relevant if you assume, as we'll talk about in a few moments, that there is a problem of Bishul even once something hits the outside this one until it gets even hotter. That there's a problem of Bishul or Bishul. So then you have to know what the upper shear of Yas Ledesmo was for that purpose as well. Rabbi Willig also pointed out that in some Rishonim, you get the impression that this is the Mashmos in Rashi that Micah was alluding to, but it's clear in a more halachic context in other Rishonim that the Yas Ledesmo may be defined based on the person who's not necessarily in this Rashi, but we'll see in other Rishonim, that Yas Ledesmo may be defined based on the person who is, this is not Rashi, but Yas Ledesmo is defined based on the person who's not expecting to come in contact with hot water. Meaning if you're building yourself up and you know that this is hot, you'll be able to keep your finger there longer than if you have an unexpected encounter with hot water and you're not expecting it, and then you pull your hand away. And the lower shear of Yas Ledesmo may be reflective of that reality as opposed to the person who's cheshbonating that he's keeping his hand in hot water.
So you must have seen, right?
Well, the more says tinuk for the stomach.
But he also doesn't know.
I'm sorry?
Then you wouldn't know.
Well, right, but you know, crazy or shaltina difface, that's a different calculus that at one point is there, you're actually burning the stomach independent of what the reaction is. And Mar assumes that crazy or shaltina difface is at the same temperature as, you know, some say, tina benyoma, the same temperature as the Yas Ledesmo. So in that context, Rabbi Willig pointed out that, for example, the Balamor, that Pichas Medal, that Beirith, on the Gemara Mem of the days, there the Gemara has the Isser of washing in cold water, Keneged Hamidura. Come to that down the road. The washing in cold water, Keneged Hamidura. So the Balamor says the problem of washing in cold water, Keneged Hamidura, is that the water is going to heat up. and that's going to be bishul. If you have water, you're washing in cold water, kinegan amidura, the water is going to heat up, and that's bishul. So what do you see? There's water that you're washing in, that's the Yasledes well. So if the Yasledes well is that in any situation, you're going to recoil from contact with water of the Yasledes well. So what does that mean? That you're washing in water that's potentially Yasledes well, you're going to violate Bishop. Oh, what? It sounds like that's...
Is that talking about a case where he has cold water and he's going to endure it himself, or is that different from our earlier concept?
It's cold water. He's going to have him do it to heat himself, and the water is going to heat up. But you're rinsing yourself in that water.
Yeah, it's not rinsing yourself for the
You say you're rinsing yourself before it becomes the Yasledes, and then we're worried that Tov Kedai is going to reach Yasledes. Very fine. And maybe the concern is that it'll reach Yasledes after you started rinsing yourself, and then in Hanami, you're not going to use it anywhere at that point. That's what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay, I think Rabbi Willa thought that, it sounds like as you're using it, you're still using it, and yet it's potentially Yasledes. Or even if you don't accept that in the Galamor, the Rambam, Parakuf Beis Alaf Adalid, that we just saw before, but we skipped this line. Saf Adam Yado B'mayim Obishemen U'mechamein K'neged Amidura. So you're washing yourself, you're rubbing yourself with chem, you're washing yourself with water, which is kinegan medura. You have to be careful, that's not going to come to the outside of this. It sounds like the water is, you're potentially running the risk of washing yourself in water. That would be Yasledes well. So if Yasledes well is any recoiling from water, so then what's the concern? All right, now it sounds like there is a possibility of washing yourself in Yasledes well water. That sounds like Yasledes well is under certain circumstances you're going to recoil, but not under all circumstances. There may be cases in which you could wash yourself with water at that temperature. Right, so that would be a potentially lower threshold, the lower temperature of Yasledes well, if it's something that if you come in contact unexpectedly with hot water, you're going to recoil. But if you're dafka washing yourself in hot water, so that there's a higher tolerance for hot water when you are intentionally washing yourself. And if not, like the comment of the Rashba on Dathman Days of an Aleph, and the Rashba has a line that a person is not Rochitz B'mayim Chamin Shehu Misalibah. That's the one line the Rashba talked in a long piece, that a person is not going to be Rochitz B'mayim Chamin Shehu Misalibah. A person isn't going to wash himself, can't wash himself in water that's Yasledes. That may be assuming a higher temperature of Yasledes well, that the Yasledes well, even if you build yourself up in anticipation, you can't tolerate that water. And Rabbi Willa thought maybe that's Shana Rambam that argues with the Balamor that the Isser on Daf Mem is not one official, so the whole idea there, the need is on Rafitza, but in a Hanami, there's not going to be Bishol on a in water that you're capable of washing yourself in. So this is potentially relevant to the following. Shvisa Sashabis in his Sikha to Melechas Ofer Os Yuches points out that the mashmos of the Yosef is that once water reaches Yasled as well, then there's no further chiyah for heating it up above that threshold. Once water has already reached Yasled as well, and you're going to heat up the water further, there's no further chiyah vishal. And the Shvisa Shabbos is bothered that why is that so? Are you still enhancing the water by heating it up more? And especially if you assume that when it comes to bishul after bishul, the davar yavesh, that your chai for bishul even wants to reach its machal ben tisai until it's in spasha kol tzarcha, even though the food's edible, but you're enhancing it, it will still be a chiyuv bishul. So the same should be true here as well, that even though it reaches the yavesh as well, there's still enhancement of the water past that, and it should be chayiv even at a higher temperature if you continue to be bashal at a higher temperature. He's not assuming that, or he's not assuming, or to say that is not to assume that A, water is definitionally mistamim for ralo, and B, we assume like there are beni ruchim or beni yona, that if it is mistamim for ralo, there's no substance of the bishal. But he's assuming at least not like one of those 2 points. And therefore, Shvisa Shabbos thinks that there should be a chiyuv bishul, even if you heat it up beyond Yas Ledesbah. He says, maybe the case of Beis Yosef is dafka where already reached Kdei Rasika, already reached the highest possible point, and then cooled off a little bit up to Benapulo Yas Ledesbah, and then you're heating it up again. So that would be equivalent to this Basha Kotsarcho that cools off. And then you heat it up as long as it's still above Yad Soled Espo. Rav Moshe assumes in Tshuva Yudal to Rabbi Eider that in fact, if something has not, if water hasn't heated up, even if it's only reached Yad Soled Espo, there is no further Isser Bishrol Benayim once it already reached the threshold of Yad Soled Espo. And if you continue to heat it up, there's no further Isser Bishul. That's relevant, for example, to what we discussed last time, the indicator in an ur. Right? If you have, what we discussed last time, the potential problem of water inside the tube of an urn, if that water is a lower temperature than the rest of the urn, so if you assume that heating something up, that even if the water in that tube is the Yasaledispo, but when it gets mixed in with the main part of the urn, it's going to be heated up above the Yasaledispo, more than Yasaledispo. So then, if you assume not like Rav Moshe, that would be a potential problem there as well. I mean, low be by, it's less than Yasaledispo, you have to contend with now you're heating it to Yasaledispo. So that should be a problem according to everyone, unless you come on to the things we discussed last time of Lachas Mashabes and Lamichalei and Miskavin, etc. But even if its baseline temperature is above Yasla as well, but you're going to heat it up further, you assume that heating up further is a problem of additional Mayim, then that's also going to be a problem if there's going to be any increase in temperature when you mix that water in the indicator tube with the rest of the urn. If anyone wants to experiment on that, and you'll get one of these fancy thermometers that you can stick in and try experimenting with different types of urns and seeing what the temperatures are, have fun. That'll be fine. Rabbi Rivia has an arichus about this in his sefer. Pages, a long footnote that goes a few pages about the back and forth with the Mitzvah. So we discussed the issues last time with Vadin and others of the various studs of Lahakel on the Shaila of the tube in the urn. It's also relevant to the few drops of water that may, the residual drops of water that may be stuck in the spigot of the urn, depending on how the urn is constructed. which may also cool below Yaslandispo, and then when you push the water out of the urine, you're heating up those drops as well. That's another Messias question to investigate different kinds of urine. So are there residual drops that are stuck in the spigot that cool off and then get it heated up there? Okay. You good?
Yeah.
All right, so let's move on and start the sugya of Bishul Achar Afia. Topic of sugya. So the Rishonim quote Yireim. You can look at it in the Mordechai if you have Gemara in front of you, but it's close mindedly is in the beginning of Paratas Asset, that's what I told you to look at. The Mordechai has a little bit more Zvehar Chava. So Mordechai in Oz Shinbeis. Anyone ever figure out why sometimes the OCOs of the Mordechai are in the middle of the sentence? Ever wonder about that? Anyway.
I'm sure it's an edition thing. Aren't there many editions of the Mordechai? Manuscripts and whatnot?
Who's talking?
I don't know. But the classic Yom Hashas, that's how it often appears. You know, often there's a citation, the Botsaman, and then the oath appears after the name of the site. Okay.
Well, that's Professor Kanner for
and let me know what he says. So, Pesha Ben Elezer Mimetz, Mikan, the Ein Bishal Acher Bishal. Fine. That's based on the Mishnah on Kuf Mem Hei Amud Beis. Then skip down to my edition of the next page. But he says, even though Alpha Pisha Ein Bishal Acher Bishal, become Makam Yesh Bishal Acher Afiyah Vitzliya. So even if Ein Bishal Acher Bishal, there is Bishal Acher Afiyah Vitzliya. If you cook something and you roast, sorry, if you bake something, you roast something. So the definition of bishul generally, we call it Torah kula, means cooking in a liquid medium. Definition of sli generally means cooking without a liquid, or heating something up without a liquid, which is roasting. And afia is baking, which is a different process than cooking, also without a liquid medium. So even though ein bishul acher bishul, yesh bishul acher afia v'tzliya. What's the raya? So there's a lab if you are mevashel karm pesach. So if you're tzolah karm pesach, which is what you're supposed to do, and then you mevashel it after you're tzolah it, you're chayiv for bishul karm pesach. Mogi lakrav yosi damar yosin v'rake kasharoi avalo v'mevushal. Then you yose matzah with soaked masa, but now with cooked masa, afa pishaloni muach, alma diesh bishal achar afia. So there too in Hilchos Matzah, the masa has to be afoy. And if it's already afoy and then you're mevashalit, that's called mevashal and not afoy. Who adin diesh bishal achar tzliya. So that's Bishal Achar Afia by the Matzah. And who are the Yesh Bishal Achar Tzliya? Hilkach, Yizar, Adam, Shelo, Litein, Pas, Afoy, Af, Bechli, Sheni, V'malkam, Sheyatz, Ledispo. So if not for this position of the Reyim, you would have said that just like Ein Bishal Achar Bishal, and therefore, if you have something that is Bashar called Tzarcho, there's no problem in putting it on a heat source as well. So too, if you have something that's fully baked, you have a piece of challah, there's no problem putting the piece of challah in your chicken soup. However, because of the Reim, we're concerned about Bishal Achar Afia, and therefore you can put Pas Afia, even a klisheni, because we're concerned maybe this is Kali Bishal, as we'll discuss hopefully next week when we get to klisheni. The gami tzli yeshizar kamokain. And you have the same problem when it comes to tzli, that if you have something that was roasted, you can't then put it in a liquid medium, even if it's already been fully roasted, fully processed. Okay. And if something's already cooked, then you can put it opposite the fire in a way that's going to be solid. So just like yesh bishal achar fi, yesh bishal achar tzli, so too yesh tzli achar bishal. So you have a piece of meat, you have a piece of schnitzel, which was, well, a piece of meat that was cooked, piece of meat in water, that was cooked in water. And now you're going to put it opposite the flame in a way that is going to heat up again. Maybe that's tzli. And that's a potential malacha deraisa. There is a malacha deraisa. So says the Urayim, Raya from Korban Pesach, Raya from Masa. And then he quotes, Mordechai quotes the Rav Yah that disagrees. Rav Yah Simin Kufsadi Zayin. The Rav Yah Kass of the Lav Milsehi, the Parakei from the Varchin, Maisila, Umasik, the Al Karkach, Lagar of Yossi, Al Gabi Matzah, Divina Ta Matzah Befib Aleka. So it's only in Hilchas Matzah, Rav Yossi said that if you have a matzah that you then cook, that's not considered afoy, that's considered mevushal. That's only a detail in the Hilchas Matzah where you need Ta Matzah, but otherwise not. Rambam,
yeah. The Bishul Negitza.
The Bishul Negitza, right. So now it doesn't have the shame Afoy anymore, now it's Mevushal. According to the Urayim, and that's a Raya, that Yesh Bishul Achar Afia. And according to the Raviyah, it's no Raya. That's a limited Allah can help us Matzah because of Tam Matzah, but it's not a Kol HaTorah Kulo Halacha. And Rabbi Carr points out the Rambam sounds like that also. In Hilchos Chametz Matzah, Parak Vav Halacha Vav, Efen Matzah Shenefes B'Tanur O B'Ilfis. So if you have matzah that was baked in a oven or in a pot, Bein Shehidvik Habatzik B'Ilfis V'Akakach Yersiach. Bein Shersiach V'Akakach Hidvik Afilu Afo B'Karka Reza Yotze Rezei Chavasa V'Chein Avlo Nafes Afia Gemura Yotzen Ra Yotzen B'Rakik Asharoi V'Hu Shelo Nimuach. If you have a wafer or matzah that was soaked in water, as long as it doesn't disintegrate your yotze, but if you cook matzah, you're not yotze because there's no tam matzah. There's no tam pas. So it sounds like this is a limited halacha in matzah. And we're not saying that it doesn't have the shem lechem. We're saying it doesn't have tam pas. It could be still halachically is lachem, or halachically is matzah. It's lacking ta matzah, which is a local matzah halach and not a kalator kula halach. And Rabbi Karp thinks that it's mejuyak this way in the Rambam by us as well, Paritas halacha gimel. The Rambam writes, saw this before. Hamavashal ala or darish shahaya mevushal kol tzarcho, a darish she'eino tzarach bishul klal, butter. If you cook something that's mevushel katzaka, or something that doesn't require bishul, you're fine. It says Rabbi Karp, if you have a piece of challah that also doesn't require bishul. So, eino tzarich bishul doesn't just mean something that's already mevushel, or something that potentially could have been mevushel where your first inclination is how to process it would be to do bishul, and you don't need to do bishul because it's fully edible raw, but it shouldn't include even something that's afoy, where it's eino tzarich bishul klal because it's already afoy. I don't know if that's the most mukhrach deal. He says that there's definitely no indication around him anywhere that bishul akarfia, but he thinks it's meduyuk in that catch-all formulation that darish eino tzarich bishul klal, and something that's afoy is eino tzarich bishul klal. Then he says he didn't have a chance to look at this up yet. He says he found the Mishnah of Yaakov makes a Sa'ara as well. Mishnah of Yaakov in Simen Kuf Dal. Then the Ramban, the Muhammad and Brachos, the Muhammad and the Chidushim, Lamed Tes and Aleph, goes with this approach as well in understanding the Bracha context there that ein bishul afar akarfia. So we have the position of the Yireim, Kohen, Mordechai, Goz, Maimonides, Smak, Smak, all those Rishonim. But if you count up the Rishonim, most Rishonim seem to argue. What's the calculus of saying Yesh Bishol Afar Afia, or for that matter, Yesh Bishol Afar Tzli. The Taz in Sivkat and Vav, the Taz quotes the Reyim, the Taz quotes the Rabia. It says, my edition, it's about 7-8 lines into the Taz. Who am I to decide this machlokas between the Gedolei Rishonim, Gedolei Bali Tosus, but at least understand the basis of the Yireim, he says as follows, is the mitzdamek viralo, the ebo bishol arfen shenis bashol kol tzarfa. So we already saw the position of Rabbeinu Yonah in the Rabbeinu Yuchim quoted by the Rama in Sif Beis, that when it comes to a davar lach, if you have something that is mitzdamek viralo, a bishol arfen bishol after nisbashol kol tzarfa. For the Arnu Tano Bissamov, then the Bissamov Vyafolo, Yesh Bavisham Bishol, came in the Nanami Lacha Shabbos, Batan Chadash. So, why is it that when it comes to Bissamov Vyafolo, you are high for Bishol? That's because since it's Bissamov Vyafolo, that's enhancing the food item with the Tan Chadash. You're giving it the new Tam, your Nana from that new Tam. Masha'enkim, the Bissamov Viralo. When it comes to Mistam Giralo, there is no Nutam. Im Kane, Nomer Khan, Gam Kane, Svarazu. That over here, what's going on? You're enhancing this object was already off it. So your challah was baked. And now you're putting it in your chicken soup. So that's giving it a Khan Kadash. That's giving it an enhanced new taste. Some would say that's not enhanced, but from your perspective, that may be an enhanced new taste, the Tam Chadash. So you're adding something to the bishul process by doing this bishul. You're adding something to the process of producing or enhancing this food through the bishul la'achar afia. And the Igle Tal takes issue with this. The Igle Tal points out in Tzivkat and Tess, the Igle Tal points out that Eino Dome, that when it comes to that did Rabbeinu Yonah, the Rabbeinu Yucham, so that's limited, that distinction between Masam Viyapo and Masam Durello, that's limited to a Davar Lach, which is Nitzane. Right? If it's a Davar Lach, that's Nitzane, and it's Masam Viyapo, then you're going to be chai if you're bishul akavishul. Even if in general, a bishul akavishul davar lach, if it's nistane and mitzvah of yafalo, then yesh bishul akavishul davar lach. But here we're talking about when the Urayim presents this din, that yesh bishul akavishul, there are no qualifications. It doesn't say it's only the mitzvah of yafalo, it's even the mitzvah of yafalo, it's the yavesh, not the lach, exclusively. Not lach at all. We're talking about the davar yavesh. So, what the Urayim is saying is much more expansive than the Rabbeinu Yerucha. So Rabbi Willig explained the Igle Tal as follows. That the Igle Tal comes out and understands within the Urayim that the reason for Yesh Bishul Afar Afia is because it's a different halachic category. A Bishul Achud and a feel of good. So, just like in general, the Malacha Bishul Daraisa has various ways of accomplishing it. You're fighting for Bishul, you're fighting for Tzli, you're fighting for Tigun. But these are all different manifestations and different actions of the general framework of Bishul. But Bishul is a different Malacha category than Tzli. So, the fact that you already subjected this food item to Bishul doesn't mean that you can be chai for sli, which is a different shape. And the Taz assumes that it's not a function of a lot of categories, but a function of a tikkun. That if you're enhancing this object through whatever your new activity is, it was ready afoy, and now you're mamashalit, that enhances it, that's the tam chadash of the Taz. But that's what's the trigger for a new chiyuv bishul. So Rabbi Willis said nafkamina could be toast. So you have a piece of bread that was baked, and now you're going to put it proximate to a heat source in a way that's going to toast it. So according to the Taz, you are changing the tam. If you taste it, that is a tam chadash. And that, in fact, is a psak of the Prima Gadim in the Mishnah Zasah, Sukkot and Zayim. With all the kisses for her, they refer to this as Sini Nim. Sini Nim is toast. But maybe this isn't necessarily a new category. You have a piece of bread, now you're toasting the bread. So is that a new shame, a new kind of bishul? Maybe not. And that's the talk of the Magen Avraham in the Path of Yusayin. Magen Avraham writes that Davrish and Nitzlah Mutter Lino Eitzel Eish Afila Nitzkane Wadina Afoy, that even though we're mappers, we'll see on Bishul Achar Fia and Bishul Achar Tzli, but you are allowed to put it close to the fire. So if you have something that's afoy, you're allowed to put it close to the fire, and we're not worried that that is going to be considered sleep. That we'll come back to probably next time. So the halacha, we pass the Shulchan Aruch. The Chavir writes in Sifrei, Yesh Misha Omer, the Davar Shenefa O Nitzla, in Bishlo Akhakach B'mashka Yeshba Misha and Bishlo, the Asa lead him past the field of cliche and she asked by this fellow. The Yesh Matirin. So Yesh Misha Omer, that is also that's the Rayim. The Yesh Matirin, the Rabbi Yoch. So the discussion among the Sparty poskim, what is Spartan called? But it's not a standard Stam Yesh Omer, it's a Yesh Misha Omer and the Yesh Matirin. So Rav Avadya, Ravadia holds Mikra did that it's mutter, but Yesh Lahakmir. And the Ramah says, Agav Glisheni, Aviesh Matir Glisheni, Yesh Makilan Afil Glisha, Vinogu Lizar Lachila, Shulay Yitain Pass, Afil Glisheni, calls Rashi Yatrathis. Menag is to be Makmer Lis Lachila. Out of concern for this position, that Yesh Bishol Achar Afia, Yesh Bishol Achar. Now, the pashas is that this goes in both directions. That just like there's bishul achar tzli, there's also tzli achar bishul. Just like there's bishul achar afia, there's also afia achar bishul. There is a shilti agivorim, and that's the simple reading of the reim.
You have a rias from Matzah.
Even though the Raya is from Matzah, but the Ray was part of the Mordechai had said, who I did, the special Achar Fia, who did the special Achar Tzliya. Hilta Vizar, which we did pass off, we have to say, we have to say, as well. The Gam Nitzli, Yesh Nizar, come okay. So just like we're concerned about Bishol Achar Tzli, we're also concerned about Tzli Achar Bishol. Right? So you shouldn't put Davar Mevushal Eitz La'esh B'chom Gadol. So the Shilti HaGiborim, that's the Samach Aleph and Aleph. The Os Gimel in the Shul of Yibarim, Samach Aleph and Aleph, the Daf area. So jumping in the middle, the Chay Midei Yitzli Lo Yitin Akarkaf B'Mashkin, Chanin. The Chay Mevusha Lo Yitin Eitz Ala Eish B'makom shayatzal edisbo. V'yesh tzliya achar bishol gamke. Hafi pasuk smad. Zahator sfirulei v'yesh bishol achar afiya v'tzliya. Dafka b'kli risham b'kli sheni. Kasa v'yesh omen v'ika afiya achar afiya v'tzliya achar tzliya. The dati nira is for lay the leka afia achar afia v'letzli achar tzliya. The gam nira is for lay the leka tzliya achar bishol. Midelo hisker dimzak ba. So the Torah only talks about bishol achar afia. He talks about bishol achar tzli, but he doesn't talk about tzli achar bishol. If they nearly disrelated lekafia achar tzliya, lovesli achar afia. They came in the lekafia achar afia, who had in the lekafia baser tzliya. Well, if he's there, yamut or lases pass afoy esala eish, the mokum she has led this bow, the lekafia achar afia. So you don't have to worry about your toast, because there's no tzli achar afia to begin with. But he doesn't say explicitly the leka afia achar bishol, right? He says leka tzli achar bishol. Right? Does he mean leka afia achar bishol too?
He ends up linking tzli and afia though.
I'm sorry?
He ends up seeing that he treats tzli and afia pretty similarly.
Right, but in this particular Nakuda, he doesn't...
He didn't spell it out, but I'm saying in light of, but he says afterwards. My impression is...
But he zeroes in on the fact that the tour, he thinks deliberately, only talks about Bishol Akharfiya and Sli Akharfiya, but not Sli Akharbishol, but not Bishol Afar Sli, even though the Urayim himself, as quoted in Mordechai, is explicit, that it goes in both directions. And Rabbi Carr points out the Agur has this also, this position that we only say Yesh Bishol Afar Sli, but not Sli Afar Bishol. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah is bothered by in the Be'er Halacha to Sifkat and Tetzvav, given that we don't assume, the Pashas is, we don't assume like this Chokhi Agibarim, and the Pashas is that it goes in both directions, that we're concerned for Sli Akar Bishol, Milch Shuk Bishol Akar Sli. So he raises in the Be'er Halacha, the Makaber writes, as he saw before in Tesvav, that if you have a Dabar Yavish, that's his Basha called Sarfo, no liquid, you could put it in Kenegada Madura, even Mohanshe Yasel Edispa. Sarfim says the Berlacha, Allah Elvis if hey, maybe that's a Urayim, that we're concerned for Sli Akar Bishop. Vaisha, I'm not going to bram, Philadaito, who I did the Yesh Sli Akar Bishop. The eighth matter half of the sum. So if you're putting a davar yavesh opposite the madura, isn't that roasting it? Isn't that what roasting means? That you're heating it up without a liquid medium? So why isn't that a problem of tzli archavishal? Very good, is this vajra kotzarfa. But if it's going to reach outside as well, that should be a problem of tzli. So says the chazan ish, in Simon Lamed Zion Os Yudalit, Kosa Berlacha, Yalkak and Sarf Lomar, the Kol Shalo Yavo, the Tam Sli Mamish, Elishis Yavish Sas, Avaza Bishal Akar Bishal. So the fact that there's some effect of the heat without a liquid medium doesn't define it as bishul, as sli per se. The sli has to give it a certain time sli. It has to, if you put a piece of schnitzel opposite the flame in a way that it's going to heat up a little bit, put a piece of meat opposite the flame in a way that's going to heat up a little bit, that doesn't make it sleep. That doesn't have a time of being roasted just because there's a source of heat. And sli means sli al gecholim. That's sli al shpud. You put something on a spit and hold it over the flame. You roast something over coals. So that's what it means, sli al gecholim. But just heating it up, not in liquid, isn't definitionally sli, at least for our purposes. And therefore, that wouldn't be a chisaron of sli al gecholim, even if, in general, you should be mapping it for sli al gecholim. That's the justification for putting a food item that is already in this basha kotzarcho yavesh, that you're not violating any hafzara problems on a heat source. That's not a problem with sliach habishul because that's not defined as sliach. Okay, stop here for today. Next time, Ritz Hashem, we will just finish up some of the halacha l'maisa issues of Sli and Bishal after Sli and Sliya, and then I'll move on to Tivisham Klisheni. I'll try to say more about Makomas and that, but we'll talk about Tivisham Klisheni, Kali Bishal, and then after that, pick up the other loose ends in Simon. So I'm thinking we'll probably finish Simon Shin Yuchas next 2 weeks, optimistically, and then move on to Rishon Gimel. Sound good?
So Sunday work? Sunday too?